Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
So if you put in, it's just everywhere, all over all of the newspapers, all over the weekend, and that is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. The wedding held at the old MSG, an unfortunate acronym there. But anyway, they're all over. From a beautiful night to world's greatest hangover, guests reacting there. Taylor Swift's wedding guests are starting to share impressions. Oh, very good. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are married now. So it's all happened and it all went according to plan. It was beautiful. We are going live to Pascal Donoghue, who is based over there in the United States now. And he's on the line. How are you, Pascal? How's it going? Nice to talk to you.
Ian!
How are you?
Ian! Good morning. Good morning. Great to hear your voice. God, I'm so homesick. How's everything back in the big smoke, Ian?
Oh, it's great. Thank you very much. Fantastic.
Great.
So listen, Taylor and Travis, you were actually in New York for the wedding on the day, yeah?
Well, okay. Hold on, Ian. I wasn't actually at the wedding, Ian. I might be loaded, but I'm not that loaded. But I was outside Madison Square Gardens.
Right.
40 degrees heat, sweating me nads off like everybody else. She must have been soaked to the skin in that bleeding dress.
God,
what were they thinking?
Huh? I know.
But anyway, it was very emotional, Ian, I have to say. I mean, if you think about it, that poor girl, I mean, all her life, Ian, all she's done is sing about wanting to meet the right fella and go up the aisle.
And
now her dream has finally come true. Sorry, I'm just trying to bleed and talk here, do you mind? Sorry, Ian, about that, yeah?
What do you want?
Yeah, I know, I've seen the movie. I'm telling you turn into a movie when you're over here. And now her dream has finally come true. Two decent, simple, ordinary people.
Yeah.
Tying the knot. It would break a man's heart.
And come here, what celebs did you see?
Ah, now, Ian, I don't know about that.
Paul McCartney, wasn't he
I'm going to have to revert to my political Pascal.
Was Bradley Cooper there, was he?
Now, hold on, Ian. I'd love to tell you, but unfortunately, I'd have to kill you afterwards.
All right, okay.
My street has just disappeared. But anyway, there's back again.
There.
Trump's America is very unpredictable, Ian. You never know what's going to happen. I'd love to tell you, but unfortunately, I'd have to kill you. We'd all have to sign NDAs over here, or else ICE was throwing us in Guantanamo Bay. So anyway.
Okay, one more. Benson Boone, was he there?
Look, I saw Benson Boone getting a bagel at Sammy's Bagels on 34th and 7th, okay? That's all I can say.
Okay.
Okay? Now, how's Simon doing in finance? I nearly choked on me pretzel when I heard he got the gig. He knows nothing about numbers. Ian, do you know he thinks isosceles triangle is the name of a band? Good luck with that.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.